Radio Prague News.
Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek was attacked by demonstrators on Thursday. Ombudsman Pavel Varvažovský has threatened to resign, and the lawyers of former governor and MP charged with corruption David Rath are preparing a constitutional complaint. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek was attacked by demonstrators at a protest in front of his ministry on Thursday. Several people spat on the minister and hit him. He had stepped out of the ministry to address protesters from the Stop the Government initiative. Some 200 people gathered there on Thursday afternoon for the last of a series of blockades in front of selected ministries. The demonstrators opposed the government's reforms and austerity measures. Union members and other activists who have joined the initiative are calling on the government to resign. Ombudsman Pavel Varvažovský has threatened to resign from his post unless the lower house acts on his suggested changes to the legislation. Among the points that he has criticized is a bill under which a repeat offender who does not have permanent residence in a given municipality could be banned from that municipality for up to 3 months. In addition, he has asked Parliament to cancel a law under which unemployed persons have to regularly report at Czech post offices while they are seeking work, a measure meant to cut down on unemployment benefit fraud. The lawyers of former Central Bohemian Governor David Rath, who is charged with corruption, have announced that they are preparing to file a constitutional complaint. One of the MP's lawyers said that there are several points in the case that have raised legal questions which need to be addressed by the Constitutional Court. In particular, Mr. Rath's lawyers believe that the way in which he was stripped of his immunity may have been at odds with Czech law. Previously, Mr. Rath had filed a constitutional complaint regarding his case. A fresh poll suggests that former Prime Minister Jan Fischer would win the presidential elections if they were held today. In this most recent survey, former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman for the first time saw a better polling result than economist Jan Švejnár, who in previous surveys had come in second. Some 36% of respondents said they would cast their ballot in favor of Mr. Fischer, while some 12.5% would vote for Mr. Zeman. Some 11% of men and women polled believe that Mr. Švejnár should become the country's next president. Next year, Czech voters will be able to elect their president directly for the very first time. And now let's take a brief look at the weather. The coming days are expected to be cloudy to overcast with rain in places and daytime temperatures hovering at around 20 degrees Celsius. That's all the news for today. My name is Sarah Barufka.